My life has been enriched, my heart held at bay, when we're together in that special way. Help me to hear what your heart has to say, not being selfish, wanting my way.
He graduated from high school barely knowing how to read, but in his mid-40s decided he would attempt one more time to learn to read. Today we hear the inspiring story of Earl Mills. Since reading his first book at 48 years old, he has read 80 books and published two of his own as an advocate for adult literacy. Earl Mills was born in eastern North Carolina into a large sharecropper family. He had 10 sisters and 3 brothers. Out of the 14 children, only half of them graduated from high school, including Earl.
My father could not read. He dropped out in the 7th grade to help with support the family. My mother could read and write well. She completed the 11th grade.
School was a struggle for Earl. He was held back in the 3rd grade because the teacher noticed he was having difficulty reading. All throughout his schooling, Earl did his best to mask his shortcoming.
You would rather act out and be sent to the principal's office rather than to go up in front of the class and for your secret and the shame of being embarrassed in front of your peers.
Earl would often receive help with schoolwork from his mother and older siblings. Despite his illiteracy, he always had a way with words.
The unawed hinge squeaks, echoing through a silhouette of light of mother's shadow cast upon her children's faces. Just another day, like all the rest, she leaves to toil for others, leaving her own to fend for themselves. As her hands turn, the first thing that I remember writing was in the 7th grade. The teacher asked the class to write a poem or a story, and being from the country, the idea of squirrels came to my mind. So I wrote a poem about squirrels, and my teacher thought that I had gotten the poem out of a book.
In high school, after being warned he was in danger of flunking senior English, Earl says he worked harder and eventually graduated from Jasper High School in New Bern in 1971.
To the day, I can't figure out why I kept going, knowing that I couldn't read.
After high school, Earl worked a variety of jobs in eastern North Carolina, including brick masonry, railroad construction, and boat building at Hatteras Yachts. He was successful in his endeavors and offered many promotions, but was unable to accept them because he couldn't read or write.
Joined a local church and was going through a 14-week discipleship class with 8 or 10 people in the class, including my wife. And I would always pretend that I couldn't find the scriptures.
One evening, the pastor, not knowing Earl couldn't read, called on him to share a verse. He said flashbacks of his childhood came rushing back.
Fear gripped my heart. My wife sitting beside of me, trying to whisper the words in my ear. I was embarrassed, and there was a young lady in church that knew about Craven Literacy Council.
At age 45, Earl sought help at the Craven Literacy Council, where he was assessed at a 2nd grade reading level. He was assigned a tutor that began teaching him basic reading and writing skills.
When you can't read, you keep that secret under lock and a key. And now, at a man of 45 years old, sitting across the desk, letting someone in, even into a deeper part of that you have kept under lock and a key, it was real embarrassing.
After 2.5 years, Earl was still struggling, and his tutor ended up moving away.
At that time, I purposed in my heart that this is not working. I'm gonna give it up. And Craven Literacy Council signed me a second tutor, Mr. Alfred Seamster. And he called and would call the house. I'd listen to the message on the machine, but I wouldn't pick up. And I said, he's not going to quit calling. So one day I picked the phone up. And he didn't say hello or anything. He just said, are you going to do this or not?
Earl met with this new tutor once a week for an hour and studied on his own to sharpen his literary skills. 6 months under Seamster's tutelage, he was given a 121-page book called Along the Gold Rush Trails.
And when he handed me the book, he could tell I was hesitant. So he said, try to read half the book. So I took the book home that Thursday night in my recliner. I opened the book, and I read the first word, the first line, the first paragraph, the first page. All of that hard work, all those phonics began to click. And at the age of 48, I read my first book.
Reading his first book gave Earl the confidence to read other books and to begin writing his own poetry.
It has opened up worlds that you wouldn't believe. I couldn't leave that note on the refrigerator letting someone know that I had to go somewhere. I could write a love note to my wife, you know. Can you imagine that? A lot of the weight that was on my shoulder for all those years is finally lifted.
Earl was recently assessed at Craven Literacy Council with a 10th grade reading level, but he strives to challenge himself with more advanced literature. He has read classics, including To Kill a Mockingbird, The Diary of Anne Frank, and A Lesson Before Dying. One of his favorites is A Teacher Who Could Not Read by John Cochran.
He graduated high school, college, and taught English for 17 years and then built a multi-million dollar business and could not read and walked into a literacy council at 48 because he could not read a children's book to his daughter.
Earl is all too familiar with the shame and embarrassment of being illiterate. Now he wants to inspire others to learn how to read and write. In 2011, he published his first book, From Illiterate to Poet, and about a year later, a second book titled From Illiterate to Author. His books include poems and short stories about literacy, his devotion to his wife, and even the poem about squirrels from seventh grade.
Some of my poems I wrote in 12 minutes, some in days, some took months.
The poem Back Door took Mills 3 years to write because he wanted to communicate the segregation of our country during the early part of the 20th century without being offensive. Here's an excerpt from that poem.
The back door was so hard to open, for it held the belittlement of my kind. It shackled our will, our soul, our mind. The back door was designed, engineered, and put in place. Its purpose was to dishonor, belittle, and disgrace, so we would never forget our place.
If you or someone you know needs help with literacy skills, contact your local literacy council. If you would like to volunteer to teach people how to read, there's a new tutor training workshop being held March 12th through the 26th at the Craven Literacy Council in New Bern. You can find more information at publicradioeast.org under the events tab. Jared Brumbaugh, Public Radio East.